This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Shifting from the industry level to the company level on this pricing of medicines theme, today Valeant Pharmaceuticals of Canada announced how much it made last winter. Profits were weaker than expected. The company says it's moving away from buying drug companies, then raising the prices of the drugs it's been acquiring. That earnings report had been postponed for a few weeks because the CEO was ill. Plus, there had been news of some SEC investigations. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein from our health desk at WHYY.
One thing we've learned in the last few months is that a handful of drug makers are aggressive, some say reckless, in how they make money. Rather than develop their own drugs, Valeant bought up other drug makers who had near monopolies on certain medications, says University of Michigan's Eric Gordon.
It targeted companies that had drugs whose prices Valeant believed it could raise several times over. They referred to it as mispriced products, but what they meant was products whose prices they could jack up.
Last year, Valeant bought two heart medications, and the same day, the list prices went up 525% and 212%. It's seen as a niche strategy in the pharmaceutical industry, and Express Scripts' Dr. Glenn Stetton says its days may be numbered.
We've sent a message to anybody who's thinking about that this is going to be a good business practice in the future that they should think twice.
Stetton says his company, which manages prescription drugs for companies and insurers, makes it harder to get these medications. It's roadblocks like this that may explain why Valeant says it's ditching this business model. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.